Aleishu, Chelek Beis, Tav Reish Nun Dalet, the sixth chapter entitled Behimat Se'oi. Devar Peshutu Beinenu, it seems simple to us, straightforward, Ki Avoida Kasha Derusha Ketelizkos to Kivas Hashem, that it is difficult. A lot of effort is required in order to earn closeness to Hashem. Uvedai lo kelechad zuchel la. Certainly not everyone earns this. We find something wondrous in his commentary to Yeshayahu Nun Hei. The pasuk says, "Dirishu Hashem behimat tzeoi." Seek out Hashem when He is present. Kira'u b'yosei kariv. Call to Him when He is close. And Yonasan ben Uziel translates, "Tiv'u dachaltad Hashem." So seek yiras Hashem ad de'atun chayin, while you are alive. Bo min kodamoi, seek from him, ask of him, ad datun kaimin, which is a synonym, while you are alive, while you still exist. So one notices that the word behimatsoi, which literally means while Hashem is around, is translated by Yonasan as ad datun chayin, while you are alive. This is what the author now says. Mao behimatsoi, what does that mean? When Hashem is present, zman chayenu kan bola, our time here in the world. That's when he is present. Mao b'yosei kariv, and similarly, parallel structure over here. What does it mean when Hashem is closed? Zman kiyumeinu kan bo'olam, the time that you spend here in the world. Hachayim ha'peshutim shelanu usodi matzoi zborach. Our straightforward, simple life is really the profound idea of God's being present. Ve'etzem kiyumeinu, hihi kirvasei zborach. The very fact that we exist is the indication of His closeness. One should tremble at the meaning of this revelation. It's a really profound idea. Yodanu ki kariv ata Hashem. We've discussed this many times. The pasuk says, "Kariv ata Hashem." We know that He's close. Achlu yodanu adeichan advarim magiim. We don't know how far this goes. Ki etzem chayenu. The very fact that we exist, that we live, he hakirva v'imatzeiz baruch etzel, is by its very nature, closeness, and the fact that Hashem is present. We're not talking about that supreme life, that higher grade of life that the Torah intends us to reach. We're talking about straightforward life, where the heart beats and we breathe, animation, sensation. Inyan niflau. This is really a wondrous matter. It requires further elaboration. Haramban ya'ir lanu yisadech b'zeh. I'm going to look at the Ramban's commentary. The pasuk says, "Umeitz hada'as tov v'ra lo yisichal mimenu, k'biyom acholcha mimenu mois tamus." In Parshas Bereshit, do not eat of eitz hada'as tov v'ra, for on the day that you eat of it, you shall die. The Ramban explains, "Ve'al da'as rabbi yiseinu ilmalei shechota lo yimes yoyla." According to Chazal, had Adam not sinned, he would not have died. The neshama, that neshama that was bestowed from on high, gives life eternally. The divine wish, the divine goodwill, which is placed in a human being when he's created, tamid will attach to the individual, and again, make him endure forever. Like explained there. What did he say there? Vayar elokim kitoiv. It's obviously a difficult phrase. God saw that it was good. The Ramban explains, this phrase means that these things endure at Hashem's will. When it says that he saw that it was good, it means that they will endure. If that divine will separates from them, they'll revert to naught. When it says repeatedly that God saw it was good, it means that he wanted this thing to endure. The author says, Arikan Shnei Nanim, the two points that the Ramban raises, Haneshama Ha'ilyonis, what he calls the supreme soul, Shechelik Elohikami, Ma'al, elsewhere referred to as part of God, Ve'einah Nifredes Mimenis Barach Gam B'yosa B'Sech Guf Adam. It doesn't separate from Hashem, even when it's implanted within the body of the human being. It's still connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes from Him. Here, Nisenes Chayim Lo'ad, that's what gives life eternally. Furthermore, oid davek b'adam chetzef eloki tamid. There's furthermore, what attaches to a human being is a constant divine wish, which gives the individual existence. This isn't like the neshama within the individual. It encompasses, it hovers over the individual. If it had to depart for a moment, this entity would not have existence. From these words of Ramban, we learn our life is a combination, it's a merger of divine wish, what the Ramban calls chefetz eloki, and nesinas neshama elokis, the fact that we have this neshama, one within, one hovering about. Again, a chefetz eloki chifef alav milemalo nesin kiyum, that divine wish that hovers over the individual gives existence, first of all. The neshama that enters the individual gives life. So we use the term chayim to describe the combination of the two. Ulai, this is interesting, ulai ze imek hatam shechayim ulishon rabim. Maybe this lies at the heart of the notion that the word chayim in Hebrew is always in the plural. We speak about life, but we say chayim, which indicates the plural. Ve'lo yilshon rabim stam yilshon hakefel. It's not just plural, but this particular Hebrew form double multiplicity. Kmo einayim, oznayim reglayim, like the words we have for eyes, ears, and legs, which always come in pairs. Kere b'chayim nimtza inyan kaful, because as we just said, there is a double issue when it comes to life. It's interesting that in other languages we don't find life in the plural, and especially in this idea of the double format. I made a note for myself to look further on Daf Tav Reish Samech Ches. At any rate, we have a greater clarity in the wording of Yonasan ben Uziel above, Ad Atun Chayin, Ad Atun Kayamin, which I said above was a synonym, but now we see the slight difference between these expressions. Adatun chayin, referring to that life which is associated with the neshama. Adatun kaymin, existence which is associated with that chefetz eloiki that hovers over the person. Shneim kechadim achayim, together, the merger forms the concept of life overall. Baruch ata Hashem shehechiyanu vekiyamanu. Another indication of the same idea. Now in the formulation of Chazal, Hecheyanu vekiyemanu, the neshama and the chefetz eloiki. Ilmalei hacheta yadam reshen chay la'ad begufoy. That's what the Ramban established before, that if not for his mistake, Adam HaReshen would have lived forever in his body. HaRamban mamshich leva'er. He continues over there. Ledas anshei ha'emuna, ha'imerim ki ha'olam mechudash bechefetz eloiki pashut. According to men of emuna, our emuna, who have the conviction that the world was created, it's not eternal, it didn't always exist, and it came about through a divine fiat. The endurance of it will endure forever as long as Hashem wishes. When it says you shall die on that day, she has to be ben movis, you will be mortal. You'll no longer endure forever through Hashem's wish. Initially, achila was for Adam a pleasure. Possibly, he says, the fruits of Gan Eden were just fully absorbed in the body like the man, and sustained those who ate them. When there's decrees given about as a result of his sin, you will have to toil for your bread. The bread that comes from the earth, that in itself introduces a certain corruption into the body of the human being. He was made from afar. He now eats the product of the land, of the soil, and he will return to it. The author explains, the Ramban is speaking about two reasons for death. That's number one, the fact that divine wish was removed. The Gamzos, in another issue, he was no longer permitted to eat of the fruits of Gan Eden, was banished. And those were special fruits that gave him life without any physical deterioration. Onkelos mitogem onkelos, that translates Arebayomed Seichul Mineh Meimastamus. On the day that you eat of it, you shall die. Demashman Shenifsedacha Yusoi. Again, his life force, if you want to call it that, was undermined, was damaged. Yenasam ben Uziel Kasav, he wrote, Arebayomed Seichal Mineh Ti Chayav Ketoil. On the day you eat of it, you'll be subject, you'll be worthy of death. Shachet Mechayev Siluk HaChafetz Elokim, which we can put into these terms, that his chait would bring about the removal of that divine wish. Ulam zeva zegaram, we can say that really both issues, both what Onkelos points out and Yonasan ben Uziel, sar mimeno chefetz elki bekiyumo la'ad, first of all, that divine wish that gave it existence eternally was removed. Vegam nishchas haguf, and also there was a deterioration of the body. She'en yacholu lechazek et neshama bekirbo la'ad, it will no longer be able, capable of holding the neshama forever. What Hashem wanted in creating man is that he should live eternally in his body. Man sinned and became mortal. That does not mean that Hashem's wish is completely now removed, annulled, not at all. 26 generations it took, he gave the Torah to Israel. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Hey, Loi kibelu Yisrael satira el kedei shelo yehi malach ha-moves shelet bein. They accepted the Torah with a provision that they would be free of death. Ilu zachinu laluchos harishonim haya ze tikun chetoi shel adam rishon. Had we in fact held on to the first luchos, that would have constituted the rectification of Adam's chet. Vehaya sasar gzeras ha-moves meklal Yisrael. And in fact, this decree of mortality would be removed from klal Yisrael. Loi zachinu lechach. We didn't earn it. The eagle was made, the luchos were destroyed, broken. Ulam kibalu luchos hashniim. However, once again we see the Torah, the second luchos. Uvahem nischadesh inan hasheichen itam besich tum oisam. The phrase in Parshas Acharei Mois. Hashem dwells with them in the midst of their tumah. So gzeras hamavis lo nisbatla. Mortality was not removed. Klal Yisrael is still, individuals are still subject to death. But still, the mitzvois ensure that we can anticipate tichiyas ha-meisim in the future. At that point, it will be like Adam HaRishon initially, life eternally within the body. We've cited this recently in Kiddushin Lametes. Ein lecha kol mitzvah u-mitzvah she-kesuvah b-tirah, she-matan z'chara b-tzidah, those mitzvahs in the Torah that stipulate a reward mention tchiyas ha-meisim. Bekibud av'em k'siv l'man yarchun yamecha u'l'man yitavlach. So regarding kibud av'em, the Torah uses these phrases, l'man yarchun yamecha, which is o'ilam hazeh, u'l'man yitavlach, o'ilam haba tchiyas ha-meisim. B'shiloch ha-ken k'siv l'man yitavlach v'ha'arachta yomim. So once again, a mitzvah that stipulates a reward, and once again, yitav lach in olam hazeh, ha'arech tayimim, olam haba, and tchiyas ha-meisim. The author comments on this, Hari al yedei ha-chet nisaveh ha-perud ben guf ha-neshama. What chet introduces is this separation between body and soul, ach ha-perud u-zmani, but it's temporary. It may last several thousand years, but it's temporary. Anu metzapim lechach shis achadu shuv. What we anticipate, what we look forward to, is the fact that they'll once more be united eternally. Kol kavanas ha-terai le'amidenu shuv b'metzav shel Adam ha-rishon kodem ha-chet. The intent of the Torah is to reverse, to place us once again in that situation of Adam ha-rishon before the chet. Lachen ein mitzvah b'Torah she'en ha-mevi'a le'tchiyas ha-meisim. That's that statement, Kiddushin ha-metes. There's no mitzvah which does not bring about tchiyas ha-meisim. Kibud avayim ya chamura shebemitzvayis asei. Kibud avayim, this is from a midrash, in fact. Chazal call it the chamur, the most severe of mitzvayis asei. Veshiloch haken hakala shebahin, shiloch haken is the easiest. Vim bishten tluya tchiyas ha-meisim, if you see that the two extreme ends are connected to tchiyas ha-meisim, barur hu kizei segulas kol ha-mitzvayis. It follows that that's the property of all mitzvayis. That divine wish that we spoke about, that wanted that man should endure eternally, we attach ourselves to that divine wish through Avodah. V'gam zem v'ar b'ramban b'schilas k'deshim. The Ramban explains this also, beginning of Parshas K'deshim, as follows. V'omar v'chis izbechu zevach shalomim, when you bring a korban shalomim, ke'acharei sh'asa hazvicha v'chol avoida le'elilim ve'eloyam asecha. After the Torah had forbidden slaughtering korbanos and any type of avoida for idols, v'riken kol avodes kol l'Hashem ha'miyuchad, and specified that all modes of worship should be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Omar, ki kasher tizbechu l'Hashem, when you wish to bring a korban, lo yizbechu lo ela l'ratzeinchem, it should be voluntary, shetiyeh avodaschem l'ratzein lefonav, so that your worship should be received with goodwill by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yirtze b'chem, he should find you pleasing, ke'eved yitzratzel adinav b'asese kol asher yitzevenu, like an eved who does whatever his master wishes and thereby gains favor, kileshon v'nirtza lo lechaper alav, like the psukim that we have in the book of Ayikra, it'll be considered pleasing by Hashem and bring atonement. V'oir panecha kiretz yisam, and Hashem then spreads his light of his countenance. V'atam, shelo techshevu sheyeh b'avidas atzlamim shum to'eles, don't think that there's any benefit in serving idols. Ve'lo yitaseh avidas Hashem nechbat al menes kabel peras. And furthermore, do not serve Hashem in order to receive reward. Ela laseh etzeinoi, rather to do His will. Ki retzeinoi ha'pashut hu ha're'ui v'mechuyav, because His desire is what is appropriate and what is obligatory. The author comments on this. Lemilas ratzoin yesh mashmaus kefula. It has a double meaning, ratzoin. In one sense, ratzon means His wish. It's Hashem's wish that we should fulfill the mitzvahs. And the second meaning, if we fulfill them, then we find favor in His eyes. So ratzon connotes both of those issues, that He wants us, and if we do it, then we find favor in His eyes. Kach batefila, certain tefila. Retzei Hashem elokeinu b'amcha Yisrael uvisfila sam. We ask that our tefillos should be pleasing to Hashem, that it should bring us favor in His eyes. Retzuno pashut, when the Ramban concludes his statement there above, with Retzuno pashut, hu ha-chefetz Eloki b'kimenu. That's what we called before, chefetz Eloki, the divine wish that we should endure. Ve'chach mever ha-Ramban, l'retzinechem tizbehu. That's how Ramban explains this phrase. Bring this korban l'retzinechem, meaning she'itzatzebanu, that it should be pleasing to Hashem and we should find favor in His eyes. Harei, we see over here again, ha-chefetz ha-eloki b'kiyum ha-adam lo'ad, that divine wish that man should endure forever, ganuz b'mitzvois ha-tira. It's associated, it's within the mitzvois, like this mitzvah of korban shalomim. You see it in that it's associated with this idea of ha-chefetz ha-eloki. Furthermore, gam ha-hachana l'chayei netzach mitzad ha-neshama elokis lo nisbat la-kalil. We said before that the neshama initially was such that it would give the person life forever. That too was not entirely obliterated with the chet of Adam. Gam baze yesh l'Ramban dvarim niflaim. Here too he has wonderful words to say. Hu kuisev ba'akdama l'Torah se'Adam. He writes in his introduction to Torah se'Adam as follows. V'ineni omer ma shelibi choshev edati goymer. I will tell you what I think. Ki achrei hayos Adam me'utad l'mavis. Saying that man is destined for death. This is a very poetic in the Ramban. It's an introduction. Seeing that one knows that one is walking towards death, why do we mourn death? We know that people know that they are getting closer and closer to death. Why mourn? Again, these are expressions that are poetic and based on psukim, but the basic notion in the Ramban is we're born to die. What's the point of regretting it? The reason is because really man was destined to live forever. It shouldn't be like this. That initial ancient chet of Adam Rishon caused death for everyone. Al ken yichirdu ki mitiv am yisperdu. That's what we mourn. That's what we naturally feel afraid of death, and we mourn death because really it's a move away from our nature. Mitiv am yisperdu. That's what causes us to tremble. It's not really natural for human beings to die. The Ramban is saying it's really our nature to live eternally. It's just that through the chet of Adam Rishon, it's decreed that we should die. That's the point. The neshama within us would still give us eternal life. What we spoke about just above, the divine wish that attaches to a person through his worship, through his avidah, would give him existence. It's just that the chait interrupts. However, eternal life necessarily will come in Tchiyas HaMisim. It's the nature of man really to live forever. To summarize, chayim lo'ad v'kiyum lo'ad, life eternally and existence eternally, zeh ratzono yisbarach. That's really what Hashem wants. Adam Rishon uva Torah. It was given to Adam Rishon and more indirectly through the Torah. V'soif ma'aseh shu tchiyas ha'misim b'machshava tchila. The end, the goal, which was tchiyas ha'misim, was that was all put into the creation right from the outset. U'mimash yisbarach misen bonu chayus v'kiyum, from the fact that he inserts into us, that he gives us life and existence, and ha'makirim oyseis barach shu chay v'kiyam. Then we know that he, the giver, is chay v'kiyam. Of course, these are two categorically different things, our life and his life. Nonetheless, we understand there's some spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is within us and gives us life. Adkan.